Track 7. Rotary Club Shelterbox Collection for Moroccan Earthquake Survivors. Rotarians in Dawlish were out in the town boosting their efforts to help earthquake survivors in Morocco. Dawlish Water Rotary Club has already sent £500 to the Shelterbox Disaster Relief Organisation, which is supporting the victims of the devastating earthquake. The team were again collecting donations outside the Strand Centre on Saturday. The weekend's collections will add to the funds already sent, which are helping people on the ground assessing the situation and providing shelter and other equipment. Gary O'Hanlon, Shelterbox Coordinator for Dawlish Water Rotary, explained, "We realise the need to act swiftly to aid the huge relief efforts that will be required to help people who have lost everything. Dawlish Water Rotarians have raised many thousands of pounds for Shelterbox and recently received the Shelterbox Silver Award in recognition of their substantial fundraising."
Dangerous beasties kept as pets. Dangerous animals being illegally kept by private owners in Devon include wild boar, wild cats and venomous lizards. 7 dangerous wild animal licences covering 12 animals are in force between the county's 10 local authorities. The government says people need licences can cost hundreds of pounds to keep some animals considered to be wild, dangerous or exotic, and applications have to be made to local councils. Fees vary wildly. In Devon, the lowest charge is in East Devon, where licences cost just £100. In Mid-Devon, the charge is £875, but that covers 2 years. Under the Dangerous Wild Animals Act 1976 and 1984, every creature classed as a dangerous wild animal has to be licensed with the local authority. However, the license does not apply to animals in zoos, circuses, licensed pet shops or places of scientific interest. If the council thinks an animal is not being looked after, it can enter the property, remove the animal and even destroy it. Breaching the terms of the licence can cost the holder a fine of up to £5,000. Torridge District Council currently has 3 licences in issue, while Torbay, South Hams, Plymouth and East Devon have 1 each. Across Devon, people have licences for wild boar, Eurasian lynx, several cats, savannah cats, venomous lizards and an adder.
Farmers Market begins year number 10. Last month, the Tynmouth Farmers Market celebrated its 9th year, bringing local, more sustainable food and colour to the centre of the town. Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Joan Atkins and Town Crier Patrick Brophy led the celebrations. Stallholder Lisa Sutcliffe of Pattercake made her famous birthday cupcakes for the occasion, and Mayor Joan was very successful in passing these out to loyal customers. Now that summer is over, Bread of Devon, Pesto, Black Rabbit Cider and Tip Top Tempeh are all back from their holidays refreshed and ready for a busy time at the market. You can find the market on the last Saturday of the month, 30th of September, in the Triangle between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Police appeal after collision. Police are appealing for witnesses after a serious collision left a 16-year-old boy with life-threatening injuries. The collision took place on the A382. A police report said that the boy was hit by a van and was rushed to hospital shortly after. The pedestrian, a 16-year-old local boy, sustained life-threatening injuries and was taken to hospital for treatment. The road was closed while an investigation was conducted by the roads policing team. Officers would like to thank the public for their patience whilst the road was closed. It reopened at around 5 a.m. on Wednesday, 20th of September.
Concern at spread of Japanese knotweed. Newton Abbott is one of the hotspots in Devon for infestations of the highly invasive Japanese knotweed. During 2023, the Newton Abbott area recorded 44 infestations compared to 39 in Exeter. With a total of 601 known infestations across Devon, there is one occurrence of Japanese knotweed in every 10 square kilometres. Japanese knotweed usually emerges in March or April and grows rapidly to reach up to 2.5 metres in height by midsummer. It is identifiable by its hard, bamboo-like canes and distinctive shield-shaped bright green leaves, which grow in a zigzag pattern along the stem. Mature plants flower in August, becoming covered in clusters of delicate tasseled creamy white flowers. Knotweed does not produce viable seeds, as all the plants in the UK are female, so it is usually spread accidentally through the movement of soil or garden waste, or via rivers and streams when pieces of rhizome break off and take hold in new locations. Tackling knotweed costs the UK economy nearly £250 million a year, and homeowners are one of the groups most at risk, not only from potential damage to their property, outbuildings and gardens, which can be costly to repair, but also from legal risks arising from encroachment or when properties are sold. Homeowners are advised to familiarise themselves with what the plant looks like, to keep an eye out for it in their gardens. Easily identifiable during summer, through the autumn and into winter, the above ground growth dies back and it becomes much harder to spot.
Live art event at No Limits. Ahead of a national campaign celebrating care leavers, a community cafe in the heart of Newton Abbot hosted a creative craft session for those with experience in care. No Limits Community Cafe and Hub closed its doors just a little bit earlier one day last week, as the popular Pit Stop welcomed Alice and Becky from the Rees Foundation, a charity that offers help and advice to care-experienced individuals. The charity also run a number of projects such as live art events, the pottery session at No Limits being an example of such a project. Funded by the Rees Foundation, the driving force behind the session was No Limits' very own Sophie Creed, who is, among many other things, an ambassador for the charity. Though the event was not just for young people, the care-experienced persons of all ages were in attendance, ranging from ages 16 to 50. No Limits Community Cafe and Hub is a Rees-affiliated cafe, which means that those with care experience can get a free drink daily. The art session at No Limits was organised in the build-up to the Become Charities National Care Leavers Week in 2023, which takes place from October the 25th to November the 1st.